The wind rattled the window of the small condo office space. Robert was focused on the screen of his laptop. He was checking the grit of a scene in his book. Minnie walked in with a tray of sandwiches. "You have been at that desk for 4 hours," she said, setting it down. "The girls are coming over for a family meeting." Robert rubbed his eyes and stretched his stiff back. He felt the age in his bones, but his mind was sharper than ever before. Virginia arrived first, still in her blue scrubs from the city hospital. "I saw Dave Martinez at the clinic today," she said, sitting on a stool. "He says the people on the rim are healing." Robert felt a quiet sense of relief in his chest. The dust was no longer a death sentence. Dorothy and Shirley walked in through the front door. They were carrying boxes of printed book proofs. "The 6x9 layout is a hit," Shirley said with pride. "The monospaced font is easy on the eyes, Dad." She showed him the cover she made in Photoshop. The Boom Lake logo was perfectly in the center. Barbara called them on the speakerphone from the car. "The distribution deal is signed and sealed," she announced to the room. "We are moving books to every shop in the state." The Towers were no longer the face of a scandal. They were a family of authors and publishers. Minnie looked around the room at her four girls. They had survived the fall without losing their souls. "We paid the debt with the jewels," Minnie said. "But we bought our lives back with this work." Robert looked at his keys and started to type again. He was documenting the restoration of their name. It wasn't about the money or the high-rise power. It was about the truth standing in the light. The radical honesty was their new secret weapon. They didn't have to hide the prison years anymore. It was part of the story of how they came home. The night was cool and the stars were out. The family sat together and ate their simple meal. The steakhouse rub was a hit with the daughters. "This is better than any gala," Virginia said. Robert smiled and took a sip of his black coffee. The saga was a journey from the dark to the day. They were the Towers of Pasadena, standing tall. Every line was a brick in a house made of fact. The future was a blank page waiting for them.